Hey everybody, my name is Isolde Trachtenberg and this is the Own Your World show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and own your life. Hello, loves, and welcome to today's episode of Own Your World. My name is Isolde Trachtenberg, and I'm here to talk to you today about confidence. Specifically, confidence when you're doing any sort of public speaking. I do a lot of public speaking and performing. Whether as a musician, a workshop facilitator, or an educator, I've worked all over the world with people from ages of 2 to 80 and from many cultures and socioeconomic statuses. It's a wide variety of people, and it's always a joy. What's interesting is people always ask me, "You seem so comfortable up there. Do you ever get nervous?" My answer to that question every single time is no. I'm never nervous before going on stage to communicate. I know that sounds strange because you would imagine we all are at least a little nervous. And I guess at some point I must have been. But really, I'm not. And if you want to know why, it's because this whole thing is about connection for me. I want to know the people in the audience. I want to know who they are and what they care about because that way I can give them more of what they want and need. And as long as that's my intent and my motivation, I can't go wrong. So there's nothing to be afraid of. See, it's not about what I need to get out of our interaction. It's about what they need. Always. My job is to be open and on the lookout for what they need so I can give it to them like crazy. In addition to that, I want to find the fun in whatever we're doing. No matter what it is, I want it to be entertaining. Why? Because we tend to remember and enjoy the things that entertain us. We retain things better if we had a strong reaction to them. And a strong positive reaction is preferable. Sure, you can have a strong negative reaction, but do you want that to be the thing? Do you want that to be the face of what you communicate? Well, if you're Gus Savant or one of the horror movie people, sure, you might want that. But if you're up there to talk to people, to communicate, to teach them, to connect with them, probably something positive is the way you want to go. So, you see, when I'm up there, I know we'll have fun. And that's just the truth of it. We're going to go on an adventure together. And I remind myself about that before I ever step on stage. We're all there to share and to enjoy our time together. I never think of myself as separate from the people with whom I'm communicating. We're all on the same ride together. We're all on the same side together. My role there is to share with them, but also listen to them. At the beginning of anything I do on stage, I connect with my audience. I meet the eyes of as many people as possible, even if it's hundreds. If it's a small enough crowd, say 50 people or less, then I take the time to ask them who they are and their level of exposure or experience in what we're about to do. Then I know how to tailor what they get based on what their comments tell me they need or want to know. See, I've changed my entire presentation based on those introductory comments from the people who I'm going to be working with or for whom I'm going to be performing. Just yesterday, I was working at a college for an International Education Week. I was supposed to perform songs from all over the world. I had everything planned out. I got there, started setting up my sound system and all my instruments, and then the event coordinator came over to tell me they were running late and things would need to be squished and rearranged. All my plans flew out the window. Sure, I could have freaked, absolutely. But instead of freaking, I decided to have fun. When I got on stage, I threw my set list out the proverbial window, and instead, I decided we were all going to have a good time together. So I said something along the lines of, "I'm going to be singing songs from many different cultures and in lots of different languages. So let's make this interesting. What language do you all want to hear me sing?" And then I took requests for languages and cultures for the next hour and a half. And because the student population of this college is diverse, we had fun coming up with songs we could sing together. I sang in English, German, French, Swahili, Latin, Spanish, Arabic, Japanese, Hoza, Russian, and a few others. Together, we made some magic and had a lot of fun. Why? I like to think it was because I helped foster an atmosphere where we all felt free to express ourselves. I think on some level, we all want to feel free to express ourselves. And when we can connect on that level, the deeper level, then we can make magic. When you create that relationship with an audience, any audience, you become comrades, and then everyone is invested in success. See, because they want you to succeed. They're not interested in seeing you mess up. But if you do, then fess up, admit it, and be real with them. Take the time and do what you need to do to get back on track, and then keep going. They won't mind. In fact, generally, they know how you feel in the moment and are rooting for you to succeed, and to keep informing them or entertaining them or teaching them. See, the whole point of this is there is no blame. Even if things get totally messed up, don't focus on that. No one fails, no matter what happens. It's not a failure, it's an opportunity. And you have to remember that. And it's especially hard in the moment, but it's really rewarding if you do. Every single thing that goes wrong is an opportunity to look at things differently and to do something with where you find yourself. And if something happens so that you feel you have to have blame or fault, take it on your own shoulders publicly. Be out there with it. Expect it and accept it. Have a laugh over it and then move on. So let me tell you a little story about my own past. I was asked to be a guest musician at a church. And generally speaking, guest musicians or musicians for church choirs play the piano or the organ. Well, I play neither of those. I'm a guitarist. And I got a few of the songs that I was supposed to know for that Sunday service, and I practiced them up. But I told them in advance, look, I don't play piano, I play guitar. And they said, that's okay. We're more of a rock and roll kind of church, so guitar will be fine. So I show up, and they say to me, oh, and by the way, we have these other two songs we'd like you to play. So I was going to be sight singing and sight reading these two songs I'd never heard before for the choir to sing. So as I'm out there and I'm trying to lead a choir in songs I've never heard before, I screwed up like crazy. It was very bad. And I could have sort of gone and hid somewhere, but instead, I stopped the entire service and I called out, well, they don't call it making a joyful noise for nothing. The entire congregation laughed. The pastor gave me a wink and a big smile, and then we moved on. And that was all it took, right? In the moment, I absolutely had to just sort of take it on my shoulders. Yeah, my bad. And we're all here together. We're all here to make a joyful noise. Let's all enjoy ourselves. And we did. And the pastor even took what I did, my little screw up, and turned it into an actionable and teachable moment as part of his sermon. So he was able to be my backup, just like I was there for the choir, even when I messed something up. It brings me to the idea of taking chances. When we're out there and we're speaking in public, whether we're teaching or presenting, or in an interview, or in an important meeting, or if we're a performer of some sort and we might get stage fright like an actor or a musician or whatever, we have to remember that every single time we express ourselves, we're taking a chance because we're taking a chance on ourselves. That's the best way I can say it. You're bringing your innermost being when you're being creative, when you're expressing your creativity somehow. So because you're bringing your innermost being, you're on the cutting edge. And that's really important. And this reminds me of another story. I'm going to tell you one of my favorite stories about my friend John. So this was in college a long time ago. And bear with me because the story does have a point. So I am not a skier. I would like to think I could ski, but I'm really, really mediocre on the bunny hill. That's kind of where I am. And I'm not good on the bunny hill. I'm barely mediocre. So back in college, the four of us went skiing. And my friend John is an Olympic class skier. He goes to the quadruple black diamond mountains to go skiing in Switzerland, that kind of thing. So there I am in Georgia Bay in Canada, and I'm skiing on the bunny slope the very first time, and I fell and wrenched my knee and then thought I would never ski that whole weekend again. But instead, my knee swelled up in the perfect shape to slalom slowly down the bunny hill. And you know what? I kept falling. Every single time I went down that hill for the next 2 days, I fell. Now, at one point, I had just fallen on one of my attempts down the bunny hill, and John skied up to me, perfectly controlled with his super long Olympic-type skis. He sort of slaloms very slowly right up to where I am sprawled in the snow, and he asked me, you know, are you okay? And I said, yeah, grumble, grumble, reckon, frecken, you know, rah, 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 I fell again. And he goes, all right. And I said, no, you don't understand. You can't possibly understand. You never fall. And he said, wait a minute. I fall every time I ski. And I said, what? And he goes, yeah, if you don't fall when you ski, you're not skiing hard enough. And that little sentence changed my world. It changed my life. He was so right. If you don't fall when you ski, you aren't skiing hard enough. Wow. Truism, right? So I think that needs to be tattooed on the inside of my eyelids. And you are absolutely welcome to put that as your personal motto too, if you decide it works for you. See, this is the thing. We all are taking those chances every single minute of every single day. And that is crucial. It's crucial because it's vital. It's important for us to express ourselves. It's important for us to not only face our fears, but walk through them with head held high. That's how you do it, and that's what we can do together. So when you're in it, take on the attitude of, we're all in this together. Remember, when you're presenting to someone, you're there to share, to connect, and most importantly, to listen to your audience. Build your awareness of their needs beforehand, and perhaps even more importantly, keep your senses sharp to note the currents of the room. Sense their needs and modify to address those needs. It goes without saying that you need to know your stuff in order to do that, no question. You must know what you'll say well enough to be able to modify on the fly. And I don't mean that you have to memorize everything, not at all. In fact, memorizing everything might deaden some of your communication energy. Instead, know it. Know it like crazy so you can veer off track and entertain a new thought and address it, and then come back to your initial message. And if your message changes because of what your audience needs, that's okay too. You have to breathe deeply, know your stuff, remember you're there to share, and no matter what, take an attitude of listening. Sense the room and respond accordingly, and you will knock it out of the park. I know I've described something that some of you might find terrifying. It takes practice. Start small, and remember, they don't want you to fail. Think about Lou Costello, for those of you who remember him. Think about him in any of his movies. He messed up every time, all the time. And yet, we didn't want him to mess up. We wanted him to succeed. And boy, did we celebrate when he did. And he was the lovable goofball, the lovable screw-up who succeeded. And we rooted for him every single time. A more modern version, I think, is Chris Pratt's character Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec. It's the same kind of character. The lovable goofball who screws up is still lovable. And I think that's the thing we all have to remember. We're all in it together. We're all lovable. And we all have the right and the birthright to express ourselves, to communicate. We are here to express ourselves and to communicate. That's the best way to put it. And bear in mind, just like Andy Dwyer and every single role Lou Costello ever played, everyone is with us. They do want us to succeed. They want to be there for us just like they would want us to be there for them. Remember, we are all in this together. Start with that thought, and the rest will come. To help you out, I'm going to put everything I referenced in the show notes, and I'd like to invite you to subscribe to the podcast. We're going to be spending a lot of time talking about building our confidence, public speaking, the spirit of communication, how to ignite our creative process, and how to open our hearts and own our worlds. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for inspiration to take control and own your world. This episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg. Today's music brought to you by Kevin MacLeod, Laser Groove, and Ave Marimba by Creative Commons License 3.0. This episode of Own Your World with Isolde T is copyright 2017 by Isolde Trachtenberg.